The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Welcome back to the Blaze Radio Network, on demand with Rabbi Daniel Lapin.
Since 1927, Pan American Airlines had been an absolute symbol of American dominance. Pan Am opened up air routes all around the world with the most innovative things. Their Clipper flying planes across the world, their round-the-world tickets, all of these things were Pan Am, and their ubiquitous blue globe symbolized America almost everywhere. You might remember its futuristic terminal at John F. Kennedy Airport, Terminal Number 3, which opened in 1960. Very dramatic-looking building. Now, you know how New York is laid out, right? It's on a grid. Streets and avenues. Streets running crossways east and west. Avenues running north and south. And buildings are located on this grid. And by and large, in most cases, you can look down a street, and that's where the word the concrete canyons came from. It really looks like that. You can see almost all the way across Manhattan on many streets. You can see dozens and dozens of blocks up many avenues. But there's one exception. There's one exception. There is a building that is planted outside the grid, right in the middle of an avenue. Its address is 200 Park Avenue. But of course, it was known for many years as the Pan Am Building. When it was built in 1963, Pan Am Airlines was at the height of its prestige and its financial success. And on the side of the building, on the north and south sides of the building, right at the top, was the word Pan Am, front and back. And on the ends of this building, the blue globe of Pan Am. And at the time, it was the largest office building, the largest commercial building in the entire world. It absolutely towered over everything in the vicinity. 60 floors up, there was nothing that high in the immediate vicinity in 1963. And astonishingly, if you look at the graph of Pan Am's share price and the fortunes of the company, you can almost pinpoint the decline of Pan Am to the moment its new building opened, facing New York and the four points of the compass, 60 stories above the city. It's extraordinary, particularly when you take it in the context of some other similar incidents. Back in 1999, the German bank Deutsche Bank recognized that there is a strange curse that seems to attach itself to tall buildings. Somehow bad luck comes to tall buildings. That's how they put it. Have you noticed that words like luck and coincidence are often used to conceal what is really going on? You know, when somebody works really hard for a really long time and pulls himself up from many failures and downturns, people sometimes say, oh, you're so lucky. It wasn't luck. Using that word sometimes conceals the reality. People sometimes say, oh, what a coincidence, when they see something synchronous, something happening that happens at the same time as something else. Well, I'll mention that Hebrew, the Lord's language, has no word for coincidence. And that's no coincidence. The reason is that the idea of Hebrew as the Lord's language is that if a word doesn't exist in Hebrew, there's a very good reason the word doesn't exist, and that's because the concept doesn't exist. And so Hebrew has no word for coincidence. Coincidence just conceals and obscures and camouflages a lesson that needs to be learned. Nobody pays any attention to something that people say, oh, that's just a coincidence. But if you realize that it's not a coincidence, well, then it is worth paying attention to. So building tall buildings seems to bring bad luck? Well, yes, except it isn't exactly luck.
You're listening to Rabbi Daniel Lapin, on demand, on the Blaze Radio Network. Find more at theblaze.com/radio.